Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels, one of the great leaders of the technology world, folks, and former chairman of and CEO of Network Solutions that helped get all this going and keep it organized. Mike, I need your website, please.
Everybody can take a look at AEI.org. That's the American Enterprise website with all of our tech policy daily, and it talks about all of these kind of issues we're discussing, Jim, right. AEI.org.
And his book, which he co-authored, is called Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. It's fascinating. Mike, thanks again for being here. Folks, Mike's got the credentials and spent the time to help us understand, to have a better perspective on the impact of the Internet. And let's talk about the future of the Internet. Cyber war, we're in World War III and within the cyber war right now. It's not going to be fought with bullets, is it, Mike? It's being fought currently with ones and zeros, isn't it?
Exactly right, Jim. We're in the middle of a global cyber war. That's right.
And the U.S. is losing, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I'd say we're at a standoff. But it's not a good situation, because we've got actors out there that are bad people. The Chinese, for instance, you know, I've talked about this before, have stolen about $1 trillion of our intellectual property over the last 10 to 15 years. This is documented by leaders in the United States.
The new trade deal is not going to stop the theft. It'll stop them from demanding that we give them technology, but it won't stop their theft, will it?
It probably will not. We saw the Obama agreement with the Chinese that they'd stop it. They didn't stop it for a day, Jim. And we'll hope that this will help a little bit. So we're in the midst of a cyber war. Each one of us individually gets attacked, our small businesses, our mid-size, our large businesses, United States government. This is a major, major problem that's totally underway, and we're living in it every day, Jim. Everybody sees it. They read the stories. We all know the problem. And
how
it's
do
not
we become...
going away. It's getting worse.
How do we become better consumers of information? The fake news is real. There really is fake news. It's affecting the quality of the reporting that we're getting from what we used to call people we used to call journalists. How do we become better consumers of that?
Jim, I'd say the answer to that is each one of us, and I try to do that myself. You've got to look at anything you receive. You've got to think about what you're reading. You've got to step back and say, does this make sense? Because what we're getting, and it's one of the biggest problems of our time, is bad information, non-objective news, day and night. I mean, I turn most of it off, and I read as much as I can and talk to people around me who I know, who understand the issues we're dealing with, because you've got to step back from this. Don't believe the stuff you're being fed every day, because most of it is not worth reading.
Especially
or looking at.
The social media stuff, right?
Oh, it's the worst, Jim. It's the worst. No, it's,
I don't go there. I don't spend time
Washington
on that. I don't do that. I don't do that stuff.
I don't either. Think about me. I'm in the middle of the technology industry for 50 years now, building companies that are big global companies, small, mid-sized startups. I'm not on social media. I stay off of it. I haven't learned one single thing from anything I've ever read on it.
Well, we use it because we're publishers, but I don't find my politics there. Michael, I've got a minute, only a minute or so. Would you agree with me that as big a disruptor as in the Internet was, blockchain has the ability to be a bigger disruptor over the next decade? What do you think?
Jim, I do think blockchain is one of the three or four technologies that has the potential to do that. I think artificial intelligence, I think machine learning, I think these kind of technologies that are now being embedded in our daily way of life are going to have major monumental changes, mm-hmm. could change the way people do business, how we operate personally. So, yes, I agree with you, Jim. There are about three or four of these, including blockchain, that are coming down the line that could change all of our lives.
And the reason they're going to be more disruptive, I think, Mike, is because they're less intuitive than the Internet was for us. Blockchain's not intuitive at all.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
No, it's not. It's a different way to think about things. Yes.
Good job today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your leadership. We appreciate you very much. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Okay, Jim. Great to be with you as always. Keep up your great work.
Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorite folks around here, one of the smartest guys you'll ever meet. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.